All right. So how to beat the military industrial complex? You have to realize they're not really attacking your body. They're attacking your soul and your mind. They are attacking your body, but if you really do the right things, it's your body's just mostly water, right? Water, and your liver regenerates and your pancreas regenerates. So yeah, they're attacking the body, but they're mainly attacking your mind and your soul. Here's how to beat them. Every decision, I mean every decision, and if you do this for 21 days, it'll become a habit, a part of your life. Every decision should be a healthy decision. This way you beat everybody. You beat the legalist. You beat everybody. I mean, really, seriously. You beat the Jezebel, you beat the Delilah, you beat the legalist, you beat the Gnostics, you beat them all. You destroy them. I mean, because really, think about it. The only reason they're trying to get you to make unhealthy decisions is because they're unhealthy. Body, soul, spirit. What did Apostle Paul say? I pray that your body, soul, and spirit be in health and prosper. If you make healthy decisions, yeah, things can happen in life. And, you know, nobody, you know, you can have a car wreck. Things can happen. I'm not saying that things don't happen. And I'm not saying that you're bad if something happens. I'm just saying, if you make healthy decisions, what can they do? God will honor that. God Almighty will honor healthy decisions. Every conversation, every thought, every action, every choice. Just start making healthy decisions and see what happens. If you download an investment app, the easiest one is the Robinhood app. And you just start investing $1 a day. $5 a day, or whatever you can do. You're creating a pattern of investment. It's retraining your brain to think, invest into the future. See, the future don't exist yet, and the past don't exist anymore. Only thing that exists is now. So what you want to do is sow seed in the now so it has a harvest in the future. And if you sow seed every moment of every day with good thoughts, right choices, right decisions, right conversations, healthy people, healthy communication. If every decision you make is a healthy decision, you're going to have a harvest. I know we're in a fallen world, and I know things happen on the negative, especially if you yoke up with somebody. Because you have to deal with that person and their decisions. You know, this is why a lot of people want to get married. They want to vampire off somebody else's good decisions. You know, they want to vampire. If they start making healthy decisions, that's a different story. But if you're making healthy decisions, somebody else around you is making unhealthy decisions, it don't take much to watch. Just pay attention. You already know. They're making unhealthy decisions, it's going to pull you down. So why would you yoke up with that? Why would you yoke up with an unhealthy person? I can understand where people go to these secret societies and join a club or join a society or fraternity. They need a backup. I know what they're doing. They want a backup. They want somebody to enable them when they mess up. But what's happening is they're becoming a slave. If somebody enables you, do they really love you? Really? If somebody's enabling bad behavior, which is destroying yourself, do they really love you? No. Let me say it again. If somebody's enabling your bad behavior, do they really care about you or love you? No, they don't. They couldn't care one iota about you. Why would they be enabling you? They're getting something out of it. It's a codependent thing. They either don't want to be by themselves, they need somebody to talk to, they're bored, they need to do something, or they're getting something out of it. But if you start making healthy decisions and you start hanging out with some people, even if it's just one that's making healthy decisions, don't you think that's going to be a positive reinforcement in society, really? Not only in your little world, but in society. See, the problem with society right now, and it's so simple, it's not even funny. If everybody's making unhealthy decisions, that means everybody's unhealthy, body, soul, spirit. And if everybody's unhealthy, the country's unhealthy. When the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 7, don't withhold yourself from one another lest the devil tempt you. In a marriage, if a spouse is withholding, you're destroying your country. Because one of them's going to start cheating. One of them's going to run the streets. If the woman's not doing her duty, it's going to cause a problem. She's actually, not only is she destroying her own marriage, she's destroying other women. Because there's going to be other women out there waiting for her husband's attention. I don't care if you don't like that or not, it's the truth. She's destroying other women by not doing her duty at home. She might not be doing her duty because she hates the man, you know. But she actually hates, she's destroying other women. And this is not just one, this is not about anybody I know. This is about the fractal. This is about the fractal of society. If you're not doing your duty at home, whatever it is, if you're not doing your duty on your job, if you're not doing your duty as a citizen, I don't care what it is, who it is, you're destroying your society. You're destroying your nation. And you're destroying yourself. I'm not trying to throw a guilt trip because nobody's perfect. But I'm trying to say that if you have a home ship, you got to take care of it. It's a body ship. It's like everything's a ship. Car ship, house ship, business ship, everything's a ship. And maintaining the ship is what it's about. I don't care if you live in a teepee or a mobile home or an apartment or a house or a mansion. You got to maintain the ship. And the less stuff you have, the more free you are. The more stuff you have, the more it owns you. For real. The snake on the pole is everything. The snake on the pole tells you that the wife should submit to the husband. And the snake on the pole says the husband should love the wife. And there shouldn't be a yeah but in that. The snake on the pole tells you everything. You want to solve all mysteries, go back to the snake on the pole. And so you can see all mysteries right there. You can see the home. You can see society. You can see everything. You can see the movies, the music. You can see take up your cross daily. You can see die daily. You can see it all. You can actually see everything. You can see the whole pie. If you really focus on the snake on the pole, and you take the snake on the pole and you rotate it 90 degrees, you see the sine wave. And then when you look at the sine wave, you see the clock. you see that time doesn't really exist. Time is a training program. It's befallen. You also see, if you really meditate on it long enough, you'll see space doesn't exist. Space is the only reason for space is you need a contrast between objects. When a man's lifting weights, I guess a woman could be too. If anybody's lifting weights, you're having resistance to build that muscle, right? So when you have a space between you and another person or another object, what's happening? You're face to face. Your puzzle pieces from the source, face to face, turning. So you're every time you have a conversation, it's converse, together turn. And so conversing with somebody, you're turning over thoughts in your mind. As soon as you stop talking to somebody, or as soon as you stop talking to God or reading His Word, or you stop interacting with people, you're not going to grow. This is probably why people die, because they quit talking to people. When you notice when people retire, a lot of times a year later they're dead, because they were at work, forced to talk to people, forced to serve people, and they live. They were healthy. But when you quit talking to people and learning, face-to-face learning, you die. There has to be some resistance. There has to be some pushback. Do you understand what I'm saying? The purpose of space is all these objects that are in front of you. I don't care if it's the car, the tree, the house, the telephone pole. And how is it that I'm able to describe stuff that you can see where you're at? Because it's a fractal. I can describe stuff right where I'm at that you see. A ladder, a sign, a pole. Am I there with you? No. Am I there in a fractal manner? Yes. A bird. Every object that hits your eye gate, your ear gate, touch, smell, taste, it's an object lesson from source to teach you some type and shadow of what Jesus did at the cross. It's all it is, really. It's an object lesson. Everything that hits your eye gate, your ear gate, it's a training program, it's an object lesson, it's a pushback to push out the baby till Christ be formed in you. And when you realize everything's from source and everything's in series after what happened at the cross, you say, wow, is that all, what it's about? Yeah. And then you say, well, if that's all it is, then I'm either depressed or I praise God. So if you're lost, you get depressed. If you're saved, you start to praise God that it was all prepared for you.